Our guest analyst this afternoon, Ben Buckner with Ag Resource Company. Ben, looking at a grain market today, we're going to end the day here two-sided with soybeans a little softer and corn and wheat managing to hang on to gains.
Yeah, I think so. And I guess the story to us starting the week out is just not much going on in the soy complex. Soybean oil is still very cheap in the world vegetable oil marketplace, but you know, look around, you've got pretty favorable South American weather. I think there is more of a story emerging, at least in the short term, in grains. And so that's why I think we've seen selling in beans and buying in corn and wheat. You know, there's a big conference in Europe in Paris last week. And I think the takeaway from that conference was probably Russia doesn't have the wheat to meet the USDA's annual export forecast. So we're going to have to reshuffle some trade flows, probably to the U.S.'s benefit, at least in the spring. And then I think it's just counting corn bushels disappearing. You know, our concern longer term is that if there's not threatening South American weather, we're going to lose a lot of our competitiveness. Let's call it, you know, April 1st onward. But between now and then, we're going to make a lot of bushels disappear. And I think pace analysis, at least, we'll see what happens in tomorrow's WASD. But we think USDA probably would do well to raise old crop corn demand by maybe 100 million bushels. So, you know, again, it's all about weather longer term. But for now, we may not be any better off than we were a year ago in terms of corn inventories available in the United States.
You expecting tomorrow's WASD to be kind of a ho-hum report then?
I think so. Yeah, we all know that they're not going to touch production. And they were reluctant to really make any changes to U.S. corn demand for whatever reason, you know, whether that's Mexico front-running tariffs on exports. But I think it's enough time has passed and we've sold enough bushels, we've used enough for ethanol, it probably will raise corn demand just a little bit. But other than that, no, it probably will be pretty dull, which is usually the case.
How about livestock? What's going on there?
Yeah, kind of same old story. You know, I think it's just animal numbers driving things. And so, you know, the screwworm issue in Mexico, the border's closed for an indefinite amount of time, which along with maybe tariffs, we'll kind of see how that all plays out. It's not going to help replenish the beef cow herd. So, and looking at beef prices, you know, I think there's really not a lot of, I think, room to be bearish fundamentally there. And hogs, too, it's been a really good run in hogs. And I do think that's based on kind of short-term supplies, holiday pork needs. Our concern, though, I think in the livestock markets would be hogs. And just looking at how long speculative funds are, it is pretty amazing, by far record, you know, by tens of thousands of contracts. And so I don't think it's sustainable, but just the timing of the break in hogs is what's unknown.
Yeah, and if all it will take is a little bit of bearish news, and that could flip in a hurry.
It's a very good point. And when you get markets like this, high-priced, let's call stocks pretty low, it doesn't change. You know, a small change in the perception of supply and demand has a big impact on price. So you're exactly correct.
Is there anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess it's just kind of status quo. We're going to be counting, you know, weekly export sales, ethanol use. I think they'll be good across the board. You know, even soybean exports have been a lot better than expected. It's just we got to keep one eye on rainfall in South America. It's been really, really good to date, so that probably has a little more importance as we get into January.
Ag Resource Company market analyst Ben Buckner.